A suite of aniconic maps and matters. I've spent the past few years asking what if of aniconism, the ban on the figural image, wriggling it out of its art historical and theological confines, asking what could we make of you if you weren't so constrained, wondering what is it exactly that I want from it, or why it has proven such an alluring term. Earlier attempts at approaching aniconism proved to wax scholastic, trying to bridge the breadth and depth of material and scholarship with the desire to reread medieval Islamic thought the same way one might read literary or postmodern or contemporary theoretical works. But my goal is not to write a treatise on aniconism, or a survey of its uses, or a justification of its strictures. Nor is it my goal to attach it to newer, more conceptual, and exciting pieces of artwork that catch my eye as much as I do see it in art, works that reiterate and rediscourse aniconic tendencies, because that is in fact what I'm working against, the mere attachment of the term as a descriptive adjective, that urge to merely call something aniconic. What I'm asking of aniconism, so many questions, has led me towards imagining stories and narratives of the aniconic, fancies and daydreams, as opposed to making decisions about what I want to make of it. These narratives, one might call them speculations, thought experiments, scenarios, are absurd, just as absurd as writing a piece of art criticism where the term of interest is used outside the definition everyone knows it by, if not less so. But within the scholarly literature, narrative art and iconic art are as opposed to one another as decorative art and iconic art are. Narrative is what is foreclosed by the icon. I want to write in such a way that suggests or maps out those redefinitions and misreadings that I long for in the aniconic, in such a way criticism can't offer me, at least for the time being. Let the aniconism and narrative unwind each other. The Golden Calf, Ibn Rushd and Theater, Ibn Sina's Anatomy, The Lunacy of Homs. These four scenarios make up the walls of the textual room of aniconism I have sought to build. A letter from me to aniconism is the door, whether the entrance or the exit, the introduction or the conclusion is up to you. Or maybe it is a fountain or a vase in the center of the room, or a hole in the floor or the ceiling. I invite you, the reader, the viewer, the performer of vision, to enter this room and linger with my friend, aniconism, even if for a short while.